Welcome, dear listeners, to another episode of Develop AI. This is Amin Ahmed, your forever optimistic co-host. I must tell you, I'm feeling a particular sense of pride today. And you know that feeling you get when you've completed a challenging jigsaw puzzle? It's December 1st, 2023, and I have that same kind of satisfaction having just tackled a major AI project this past week. So let's channel that energy into this energy-filled podcast.
Always happy to engage in another insightful conversation. Although, I must say I'm feeling a bit skeptical today. I recently read about an AI system misinterpreting data, which leads me to think about potential downfalls in rushing the AI integration.
It's good to question, Will. Keeps us on our toes and ensures we don't take anything for granted, especially with developing AI. Anyway, drumrolls please for our special guest and predictive genius, Kaya Dlanga.
Thanks for having me again, Amina and Will. Nothing like a good chat with old friends to make the day brighter.
Today, we're throwing the limelight on an article penned by Paul McNally, who recently enlightened the audience at the Egypt Media Forum on the future of journalism and its rendezvous with AI.
Predictably, the human role in journalism was a hot topic. McNally's perspective is that AI could help journalists free up more time for thorough investigations. A silver lining, if you ask me.
While I agree, Will, let's consider the risk of quicker fact-checking due to increased production speed. Deeper fact-checking was the original aim, but we might inadvertently miss important details in the quest for speed.
Great points, Kaya and Will. Interestingly, around 2,000 delegates attended the Egypt Media Forum. Quite the gathering of minds, wasn't it?
Yes, Amina, it indeed was. Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither will the perfect integration of AI in journalism. Conferences like these are pivotal in steering the narrative.
Absolutely, Will. All right, everyone, we'll dive deeper into these topics after the break. Do stick around for more insights. Today's primary discussion centers around the rise of AI-generated disinformation and the increasing difficulty of verifying this type of information. Will and Kaya, you would agree that this is a critical concern given how rapidly AI is advancing, wouldn't you?
Absolutely, Amina. It's worrying considering how easily misinformation can be spread via social media platforms and the broader internet.
Undeniably, Will. However, envision a future where fact-checking tools advance at the same pace as this AI-generated disinformation. We might see these tools evolving into sophisticated means of combating this issue in a week's time, perhaps.
It's an interesting perspective, Kaya. Equally concerning, reported by MIT Technology Review, is the fact that people are more likely to believe AI-generated disinformation as opposed to inaccuracies created by humans. What are your thoughts, Will?
It's a growing problem, Amina. Enhanced by the sophisticated nature of AI algorithms, disinformation can often appear credible and factual. It calls for a collective effort in improving digital literacy to question and investigate the information we consume online.
Indeed, Will. Prediction time. I foresee more initiatives in the coming week aimed at improving digital literacy and providing the public with tools to identify such AI-generated misinformation.
Interesting insights, Will and Kaya. On a more positive note, the service Opus Clip provides an example of how AI is enhancing efficiency. It can take a long video, determine its engaging parts, and transform it into a series of shorter videos, perfect for sharing on social media. Could this be a game changer in the content creation space, Kaya?
Definitely, Amina. Imagine the potential influence of key excerpts being shared and reaching a broader audience. Within a week's time, we could observe this change as more individuals and organizations utilize Opus Clip, drastically amplifying their reach.
One exciting thought, Kaya. Similarly, as I mentioned earlier, AI is changing the role of editors with services like Opus Clip providing automatic key edits and auto-generated subtitles. What's your take, Will?
This shows AI's potential to to revolutionize not only content creation, but also the editing process. However, it's crucial that this doesn't overshadow the importance of human judgment and creativity in content production. Might we see a future where AI and humans collaborate seamlessly within editing rooms? Only time will tell.
Kaya, Will, as always, your insights have enriched today's topic. As AI evolves, so do the challenges and opportunities it presents. We will certainly be here to witness and analyze all these exciting developments, won't we?
Most definitely, Amina.
Absolutely, Amina.
Anyhow, let's move right along to our next fascinating AI fact. Did you know that the United Arab Emirates made a progressive move in 2017 and appointed a Minister of State for Artificial Intelligence? His name is Omar Sultan Al-Ulama.
That's right, Amina. Al-Ulama's appointment was a part of the UAE's desire to be at the forefront of the global technological revolution. It emphasizes how seriously some governments are taking the role of artificial intelligence in shaping the future.
Interesting move by UAE. It's a clear indication that they're deeply investing in their digital future. Speaking of which, let me put on my futurology hat here. I envision a near future where all nations, not just the UAE, will have a minister of AI. These individuals will help shape AI policies, guidelines, education, and infrastructure.
That's a sound prediction, Kaya, but it's not hard to imagine, given our next top fact. An AI company based in New York named Runway has made significant strides in utilizing AI in creative animation.
And what they're doing is truly remarkable. They're able to create animations from a still image and a written description of the desired action. It's transforming the way animators work and brings a whole new level of accessibility to the field. Anyone with a story to tell can do so without the need for professional animating skills.
I'm amazed. I imagine someone writing a description like a lone knight in a mountain range faces a staggering, fire-breathing dragon. A static image could be turned into an intense battle scene with the knight bravely defending against the dragon. That's insane!
It certainly opens up a world of possibilities, Kaya. From immersive storytelling to educational content, the potential applications are endless. However, on a different note, there is a chatbot that mimics the knowledge and writing style of a certain creator.
Oh yes, the chatbot named GPT, designed to assist in conversations rather than participate in casual dialogues. The idea behind it is to give the machine learning model a deep understanding of certain subjects.
It's like a personalized Siri, or Alexa, if you will, but meant to fit your specific knowledge base, at least as far as the content used to train it goes.
Exactly. Well, that's it for this segment, folks, but stay tuned as we continue to delve deeper into the fascinating world of artificial intelligence in our next segment. Let's chat about something which is often overlooked when it comes to AI. It concerns security. There are individuals who have highlighted the risk of identity theft when personal data is provided to AI programs. Hey, in today's digital landscape where most are practically connected, it's crucial we take this into consideration. North remembers leaving his car unlocked once, and that did not end well, did it, Will?
Oh, don't remind me, Amina. Identity theft is indeed a significant risk, not only physical, but also digitally. That risk increases as we provide more personal information to online platforms.
Let's imagine for a moment you are someone who's never provided personal data to an AI program, a clean digital slate. You've decided to start using a fitness tracking app, which asks for a wealth of your personal details to most accurately track your fitness levels. The app reassures you about its robust privacy policy and data security measures. Within a week, you begin to notice a series of unfamiliar transactions appearing on your bank statement. You become a victim of ID theft. This illustrates the risk McNally pointed out and reinforces the fact that we need to tread cautiously.
The Kenyan government recognizes this, which is why they are working on the Robotics and Artificial Intelligence Society Bill. Its aim is to regulate the use of AI, likely in efforts to mitigate risks like identity theft.
It's a step in the right direction and certainly something other countries should consider.
Absolutely. Yeah, speaking of steps in the right direction, let's switch gears to health. AI advancements in this area have led to significant breakthroughs, such as improvement in the detection of eye disease like glaucoma.
Imagine a world where no one has to go blind from untreated glaucoma because an AI technology identified the health condition in its earliest stages. We could proactively treat the disease and save countless individuals from losing their sight.
Moving forward to a darker area, the U.S. military is beginning an initiative called the Replicator, focusing on launching fully autonomous lethal weapons. As much as AI advancements are revolutionizing various sectors, the implications of such military use of AI are indeed alarming.
It's scary, to say the least.
Now let's talk about Develop AI. Their goal is to assemble a pan-African team of software developers working on various projects across the continent. They are located physically in Cape Town, South Africa. It's a city that's a hub of tech innovation, and it's great to see AI development branching out across Africa.
McNally has encouraged businesses that believe they would benefit from an AI solution to get in touch. The potential benefits for businesses, large and small, are immense, from improved data analysis to automated customer service.
Develop AI uses ChatGPT for generating newsletters images, but it ensures us that, aside from this, no AI is utilized in the creation of the newsletters. A move which further showcases the versatility of these technologies.
Who knows, maybe in a week's time, an AI technology will be used to compose the entire newsletter. Now, wouldn't that be a sight?
An AI that writes the newsletter? That could be a future segment for us, indeed. But for now, we've come to the end of this segment. Stay with us as we continue our journey with you into the world of AI. Welcome back, our loyal listeners, to another episode of Develop AI. We're diving straight into today's facts. Did you know that Develop AI, the hub for all the technological miracles we discuss, is located in the scenic city of Cape Town, South Africa?
Cape Town. It's interesting to think how this vibrant city, with a mix of cultures and a rich history, along with its tech-driven developments, is home to our own podcast. Who would have imagined that this South African city is rapidly evolving into a global AI hub?
Absolutely, Will. Cape Town has a bustling startup culture. It's the perfect playground for creating and developing new tech ventures. The developer AI being positioned there simply amplifies the importance of this city and the world of AI innovation.
Indeed, Kaya. But let's shift gears a bit and delve into our next fact. Did you know that while creating the mentioned newsletter's image of the pyramids, ChatGPT was used, but there was no other AI involvement in the newsletter's production? It seems a bit ironic for an artificial intelligence company, doesn't it?
That's a valid point, Amina. I believe it's about choice and practicality. Just because we're dealing with AI doesn't mean it has to pervade every aspect of the process. And it brings up a more important conversation about the human touch in technology.
I agree with you there, Will. Makes me wonder, what if the entire newsletter was put together by AI? Would it be better than the human-curated one, or would there be an evident lack of human touch and warmth? Let's revisit this scenario next week and explore what might have happened.
Thank you all so much for tuning in and sharing your precious time with us. We hope you found this episode not only enjoyable, but also insightful. Now, a small but significant detail worth mentioning here is that everything that you heard today, including myself, Will, and Kaya, is uniquely generated entirely through the magic of artificial intelligence. Yes, that's right. We don't have conventional backgrounds like regular podcast hosts. We were created and crafted to provide you informative and engaging content thanks to AI. with all the nuances of conversational human interaction. Well, our objective, to deliver valuable knowledge in an accessible and innovative way. We would like to acknowledge the comprehensive and inspiring newsletter, which served as the foundational piece for today's episode. It's a treasure trove of information that's constantly refreshed and updated for curious minds like yours.
Absolutely, Amina. And we would like to encourage all our listeners to take a moment and subscribe to this amazing newsletter. Stay informed, stay inspired. By subscribing, you'll have access to a wealth of knowledge that inspired this very episode and may well spark attention in future ones.
And with that, it's time to close today's podcast episode. We can't wait to welcome you again with more insightful conversations and explorations, exciting realms of knowledge, all brought to you by the power of AI.
Absolutely, Kaya. So until our next journey together, stay curious and never stop learning. Thank you all. And as always, we appreciate your precious time and interest. Goodbye for now.